With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Missoula school students, most from Hellgate High School, joined a nationwide student walkout today on the 19th anniversary of the shooting at Columbine High School in Colorado, where 13 people died. Missoula's walkout started at 1:30 at the X's sculpture at the north end of Higgins Avenue downtown. About 50 people were there when it started. I met Ali Fradkin, Aaron Zalda Petrie, Jack Catmull, and Lewin Clark Gaynor, who make up the band
Carpool.
Carpool was asked to entertain the crowd. Lead guitarist Aaron Zalda Petrie.
We're always down to play music. I think we, all of us, would have showed up anyway, you know, so it's just a great opportunity and a great cause.
They told me they really like that Missoula's walkout was organized mostly by their own peers, regular high school and middle school kids. Here's drummer Lewin Clark Gaynor.
On a lot of topics, youth are kind of shunned out, and we aren't allowed to talk about it as openly. But this is a situation where right now you are interviewing youth. You aren't interviewing the adults here, even though they are here. And that's very important because it means that the adults are listening to the children now.
According to Zalda Petrie, it's good that the adults are listening because she says gun violence is a really serious generational issue.
Hey, is our school next? Is this when we're trying to just learn and get an education? Is this when we'll be killed? It's not a fun feeling, and I think it happens to a lot of kids.
That's kind of morbid.
Yeah, it is. That's why we're here.
Ali Fradkin says she loves going to school and adds,
everyone I really appreciate, and my teachers and my friends and my peers and everyone, I care a lot about them. And so to have this amount of violence be in a place like a school, it's second to home, and so it's just hard to think about, and that's why we're here.
The group told me they don't think these student gun protests are just cool or fashionable things to do. They say they want to send a clear message to the politicians who will vote on gun legislation. Listen to us, they say. We'll be voting soon and are watching you. Again, here's Lewin Clark Gaynor.
Because it is youth-led, it also means that if parents are behind the youth and they're supporting them, and that means that gets those votes. And if those people go out to vote, that will make an immediate impact.
Not everyone who turned out today supported implementing tighter gun regulations. Curtis and Christopher Davey quietly stood across the street. Curtis had his AR-15 slung over his back. Some Hellgate students approached them to politely ask some questions, like, why are you here? Curtis Davey, Christopher's dad, says school shootings aren't a
firearms problem. That's a mental health issue. And we're not meeting the needs of the mentally ill. We're not diagnosing very well, though the mental health industry diagnoses very well, but their treatment is lacking.
Davey says the government guarantees Americans certain rights.
And there are factions within the political spectrum that want to remove firearms. In this particular case, it's a certain type of weapon. And once that happens, that's the camel's nose under the tent.
While students walked out of class in Missoula, that was not the case in Helena. When it came time for the protest at Helena High School, students were mostly a no-show. Corin Cates Carney has more.
One student walked out of Helena High School Friday morning at 10 o'clock, and after doing a brief interview with a local TV station, the student left the area, where others were expected to protest gun violence in memory of the Columbine shooting.
I can't help but wonder where all the students are. I didn't see one.
This is Chuck Anderson, who lives in Helena. He says he showed up to support the student walkout after seeing that Helena High School was listed among the other schools on the National School Walkout website participating in the protest. He says he hopes students aren't losing their motivation after turning out for the March for Our Lives event earlier this year. Nancy Perry also expected kids to walk out of class. She brought a clipboard to the school and, along with another woman, planned to register students to vote.
It may not have been announced ahead of time enough, and maybe they didn't hear about it, or maybe there's stuff going on in school right now. I'm not sure. There's so many issues that impact these kids, and a lot of them are 18. They're old enough to vote, and it's really important that they start out as soon as they can, start voting.
The local Helena Youth Against Gun Violence group, which organized a previous walkout for the March for Our Lives event, told MTPR today that they had no plans to join the protests going on around the nation today. A spokesperson for the group said there were various reasons for this, including it being Senior Skip Day and the group was working on other projects. The Helena Youth Against Gun Violence is hosting a community outreach event this evening at the Lewis and Clark County Library. The group also plans on hosting what they're calling a Town Hall for Our Lives next Friday at Helena Middle School, in which all Montana's congressional candidates have been invited to attend. I'm Corin Keats-Carney, Montana Public Radio.